Manasseh Lomele, chairperson of the South Sudan Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, says the affected people in parts of Unity, Jonglei, Lakes and northern Bahr al-Ghazal states are in dire need of assistance after floodwaters washed away their livelihoods.
I have been in touch with our partner and also with our staff on the ground. They have given me information about the flood situation. Mm-hmm. Well, parts of, I think, northern Bahr al-Ghazal is partially affected. And, of course, the chronic situation in the areas of Unity and Upper Nile.
Galoak Nyang, Commissioner of Unity State Mayendit County, says at least 15 people have drowned in floodwaters. 12 others were bitten by snakes and 8,800 households have been displaced in the last 2 months. Nyang says more than 59,000 residents in 3 villages were forced to move to higher grounds in southern Mayendit County.
The situation now is out of control. Yeah, in Mayendit South we lost 3 highlands. We remain with 2 highlands. In Gabwal, the same thing. All the village and all the boomers are under control of water. The same to Miriam. And even the Perker now, what is remain is just that the heritage. So Camp Turupai now is, even the market in the center now is taken. Just people are staying in a very, very small place.
Commissioner Nyang says there is a shortage of medicine and the situation is made worse by poor hygiene, resulting in the outbreaks of waterborne diseases. Nyang is calling on humanitarian agencies to intervene in Mayendit.
So the first need now is the health. Now the waterborne disease is breaking out in the area. That one is now a concern. So we need mosquito net. It's very important. Plus, now people are crowding in very small places, and the challenge is now with the latrine. There's no latrine. So this one will, if we do not manage to get some latrine, so the waterborne disease will develop, and this one will be very serious to the people. Plus, the food now, there is a shortage of food. Since April, no one received food in the area.
Wilfred Vundro, the reporting officer at the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in South Sudan, says OCHA has dispatched teams to the affected areas for assessment before it intervenes.
We, however, got two reports from the authorities that floods have started impacting people in a number of locations across the country. But this information only came from the government counterparts, the RRC, humanitarian organizations are mobilizing in those affected locations to verify this information and also to get the actual number of people who have been impacted. And they will, from there, based on that, they will mobilize for response to those locations. But and to see if they can respond.
Vundru urges people in flood-affected areas to remain patient as humanitarian agencies carry out the assessments. Recent media reports in South Sudan say a 40-year-old woman drowned in floodwaters in Awerial County of Lake State last Friday. Authorities in Maban County of Upper Nile State say at least 7 people have drowned in floodwaters there. In March, the UN Refugee Agency warned that prolonged flooding and displacement in South Sudan was expected to worsen once the rainy season begins. Some critics, including civil society activists, say the government did not plan properly to help citizens in flood-prone areas. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Bor.